Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, it is Fantastic Thursday. Okay, we don't have a hot topic for you today, but we got an awesome topic for you today. Five ways to live the fulfilled life. Five ways to live the fulfilled life. Now, everybody should live a life that is fulfilled. You want to live your life to the fullest. If you're going to be here, if you got to live anyway, why not live fulfilled? It is time to turn it around. Stop living stressed out, bummed out, somewhere sitting, can't figure it out. And why not get on the I'm living a fulfilled life train? You know, this is a train. You often hear me say, get on board, that this train has left the station. We are on our way. We are moving on up. We're releasing our power. We're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out of the place of bondage and strongholds and setbacks and go-backs. We're going ahead, launching full speed ahead. This is your hour. This is your time to do it. I know you can do it. And I'm going to share with you five ways that you can live that fulfilled life. And then we're going to talk about five levels that you can demonstrate this fulfillment, this filling up. You know, we're supposed to be living in the overflow. we're not this state of lack and not enough, because we have on the inside of you, we have on the inside of us riches untold. You know, I tell you, riches untold. Just think about that for a minute. That's why it says, I haven't seen, and ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has in store for those who love him. Listen, my mother used to say, and the have ain't been told. And you know, she used to love to say that. And that is so true. Now, I know all of us got a mother, and our mothers have told us things, you know, that just the talk about the mother of the universe. Our mothers would tell us these things, and we believe them. And I'm repeating it right now. She would say, the have ain't been told. And you have riches untold inside of you. Well, this is the way we start the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I feel excited about this topic today. Five ways to live the fulfilled life. If you want your life to be filled and full, if you want to feel full, useful, not useless. You want to feel useful. You want to live selflessness, not selfishness. Oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Just hang in there. Do not, I repeat, do not throw your life away. Do not, I repeat, do not give up. Okay? Do not, trust me on this one, do not throw in the towel. There is still an opportunity for you to live the life of your dreams. You can create. Now, yesterday, go to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/LilLisaWilliams. There are various clips on the YouTube, but recently we put a clip there, one of the latest clips. Go to that clip. I talk about how to create the roadmap for your success. How to create a roadmap for your success. In other words, how to get there. You know, there are far too many people who spend their whole lives, or probably a large chunk of their lives, climbing a ladder, only to find out when they get to the top of the ladder that all along their ladder was against the wrong wall. They had it leaning on the wrong wall. They get to the top, and then they figure it out. Well, the Coach LaLisa Show, we thank God for being here. We've been here now over 3 years. We're going into 4 years that we've actually recorded programs right here on this station. Well, we thank God that we are here so that doesn't happen to you. We want you to emphatically know where you're headed, even at the base level, at the lowest level of this pole as you're climbing, and that along the way, you're observing what's happening, you're monitoring, so to speak, as much the way they do in those customer service positions. You know, you call a bank, or you call the cable company, or you call some other type of business, and you get that customer service rep. Well, those calls are monitored. And those customers, well, you would think it wasn't the way some people treat you over the phone. You would never know it was monitored. But those are the voices that you probably won't hear the next time you call, because they'll get rid of people. But just like they monitor the calls, you have to monitor your own life. This way, you greatly decrease the chances of you getting to the top of your ladder only to find out that you're up against the wrong wall. as you're self-monitoring, you're self-directing, you're self-mastering all along the way. You know, God has given us dominion over a lot of things, and one thing that he's given you charge over is yourself. Oh, yes, he did. He gave you what's called a free will, so you have the power to choose in your life the good, the bad, or the ugly, and or the ugly. And some people have spent time choosing the bad and the ugly. Well, hello now. It's time to choose the good and the beautiful. I think there was a TV show, something like that, The Young and the Beautiful. Well, it's time to choose. No, let me reframe that. Let's reframe here. Not the good and the beautiful, but the great and the beautiful. That's what time it is. So good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning to our awesome, awesome friends and people that we collaborate with in Cleveland, Ohio. Good morning, Miss Denise Jenkins. Good morning to our longtime friend we haven't talked to in a while, Miss Adele Foster, somewhere down in Texas near Dallas. I know it's near Dallas. And our Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, I stopped by his Facebook page yesterday and just left him a quick note. We hope everything is going well for him wherever he is, in Tokyo or wherever he might be. He could be in Japan, he could be in the United States, he could be somewhere else. I know he was working on an audio book, so we say good morning to him. Good morning, Miss Virginia Dancy, all the way in Greensboro, North Carolina. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Kiva down in Tennessee. Good morning, Hope Harper. Now, you know, we were talking, Hope was coming on every morning, but her business has picked up, and she's quite busy. You know, she owns the dry cleaners there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She's been coming on to the show. We give out a lot of advice for small business owners, and she took some of that advice, and other people have also been feeding into her and guiding her. She took some of the advice and did some new things with her dry cleaners. But for those of you who are in the Cincinnati area, please stop by 8876 Colerain Avenue, Custom Care Cleaners, and check out the new things they have going on there. They have a new special on. If you pay in advance, any garment is $2.88. So she's doing big things there in Cincinnati, and we are happy for her. And maybe you're doing big things where you are. We know Kiva, she's doing big things down there in North Carolina. I'm sorry, Tennessee. She's not in North Carolina. All right, Kiva, I didn't put you down in North Carolina. No, Kiva is actually in Tennessee. Now, who else do we have out there? Well, we have Patricia Martin right here in New Jersey. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Patricia Martin. And we have many others of you who tune into the show. Miss Sharita Stewart. And then we have the entire Women's Empowerment Book Club right here. And it started in New Jersey online, so they have people from all over the globe. And now I want to take the time to say good morning to all my new friends for the Empower to Release Your Power group on Facebook. So please, I want you to go to the Empower to Release My Power group on Facebook. Also want you to be aware of and stay tuned to the next stop on our first ever social media tour. It's been exciting. The first stop on the tour was Facebook. That was Tuesday. It was awesome. If you would like to go and make some posts in Empowered to Release My Power on Facebook, you can see some of the things that we did. We had door prizes. We had quizzes, question polls. It's a lot of fun. And the next stop on the tour is going to be on Meetup. So connect with us on Meetup, and you will see what we're doing. We have some new things getting ready for you, some new things for our Meetup group. And then the tour will continue. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/LaLisaWilliams. So follow me on Twitter, and you can keep up with what we're doing and the places that we're going and where the tour is coming next. And also, you know, we had a great time in North Carolina in June. We were there for the Release Your Inner Power conference that was held right there in North Carolina at the beautiful Hyatt. So we still have some footage to post. We'll post that on the YouTube channel. So stay connected and see what's happening next. But right now we're going to get back to five ways for you to live the fulfilled life. Five things for you to do. And the first thing, the very first thing that you need to do to live a life of fulfillment. I'm not talking about just living and, you know, being a little happy, because sometimes people, they're happy today and they're sad tomorrow. But we're talking about really living a fulfilled life, positioning yourself, so to speak, in this place to be fulfilled, where every day is a challenge. You know, every morning you get up, you're not, yeah, you maybe you didn't get enough sleep the night before, but you're still excited when you get up, because you know that is going to be some challenge, because you're doing these five things, five ways to live. See, when you live fulfilled, every day is like a new surprise. Every day is like a kid going into the candy store all over again, or should I say, going into a game room or game store. You know, kids, they love games. Well, living fulfilled is a feeling like that. If you can remember what it was like to live like that, you know, you have something great in your life. You know, you have greatness in you. And why not let it out? Let it out. You know, we've been talking all month long as the featured author for the Women's Empowerment Book Club this month. And the book of the month is Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And who you are is a person that God created to live the fulfilled life. Fulfilled being another way for abundant, for you to live the abundant life. That's what it means to live fulfilled. It means every drop of you is one of these five things or some part thereof. Now, the first thing you need to do is you need to have a purpose. If you want to live the fulfilled life, people, I mean, you know, it's wonderful to be in love, to meet new people. And I know it's summertime and everyone wants that relationship, but everybody wants a relationship in the fall too, because then it's the fall time and the crispness of the air makes people think about relationships and love. Same thing with the winter. You got holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's makes people want that relationship. Well, in order to get into that relationship, you need to be fulfilled. So start thinking of yourself. Get a purpose for your life. That's like having a mission. What's your mission? It's like companies. They're on a mission to reach the world, or they're on a mission to reach their community, or maybe they're on a mission to reach the youth, reach some group in the world. So what's your purpose in life? You don't want to be stressed out. You want to, you know, do the things that you need to do to get this purpose done, you know, ask yourself the simple questions, just very simple. You know, some people are looking for it to be complicated and all major, but it's not. It's so simple, he said, that men will stumble over it. But just ask yourself the simple questions in life. For instance, ask yourself, what is really important to my life? What's really important to you? And I know part of my purpose, education became important to me. And then it became important that I educate others. That became my purpose. That's like what I live for now, is to educate people about how to live a fulfilled life. That's why I get up every morning, and I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's why I make a lot of posts on Facebook. I don't do it because I don't have anything better to do. I do it because it's my purpose to educate people. I've made education. It's my purpose. And I didn't make that happen. That's what my life required. It's what my life demanded. Look and see, what do you want? What do you value? Ask yourself, what's important to you? You know, being a high school dropout, being a kid that flunked out of school, that never did well in school, my memories of school, most of them are not good. From my earliest memories, like kindergarten, first grade, around that time, I remember always having, getting in trouble for not doing well in school. I remember having a sister that was a year older, year and a half to 2 years older. She did well in school. And for some reason, I just couldn't do it. I tried. I couldn't get it for anything. And my mother, and back in those days, you could beat children and no authorities ever came. You could send your kid to school with black eyes and broken arms and nobody ever did anything. And I remember getting beat because my report card would be so bad. But I always remember doing poorly. And education was never important to me in that sense. And it took me until I was in my 30s to go to junior college. And a couple of the professors, they, you know, said some things that made me realize that I was into education, just not the formal in-class education. You see, I was into more of a experiential education. In other words, I was learning through experiences, and that's why I got into so much trouble, because I was like I had to try new things. And many of the things that I tried weren't good. But if someone could have steered me in the right direction and was always steering me to finding good things, maybe things would have gone differently. And, well, they did go differently because, well, what am I talking about if someone had steered me? Well, somebody did steer me, and that was me later on. I steered myself to all the good stuff. And that's why I'm such a believer that it can happen for you. I believe that there's nothing special about me, and I believe that I also believe I had a lot of setbacks, and I believe if I could do it, I honestly believe in my heart that if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I think that was part of God's plan. I think, you know, when God got ready to say, okay, who am I going to send out there to tell people that they can do anything, you know, they can achieve anything, they can have anything, they can be anything they want to be. Who can I send? Well, let me send someone who it was least likely that this would happen for them. So there you have it. But you got to have a purpose for your life. So we're talking this morning. If you just tuned into the show, good morning and welcome. This morning, Thursday morning, we're talking about 5 ways to live a fulfilled life. 5 ways that you can live fulfilled. And we said the first way is to have a purpose. So get a purpose for your life. Get a purpose for your life. second thing you have to do, you have to have a dream. You see, everyone needs that thing in which it's like a motivator. That dream can drive you. It's like the thing that you want but you don't have, but you want it. And you know, if you could only have that, you know, that's that dream. So have a dream for your life. And let your dream include everything that you want, everything that will make you happy. Let it be in your dream. Some people draw up what they call a dream board. Okay? You got that dream board going. And what are the things that you really want? Just pretend that money is not an option. Pretend that race is not an option. Gender is not an option. Your family bloodline is not an option. Just pretend that money is no obstacle. No obstacle. That money is not an obstacle, I should say. But pretend that there's no obstacles stopping you from having a life of your dream. You have to get a dream. You want to live a fulfilled life? You want to really live fulfilled? You know, some people, again, they settle for happiness. But you got to go for fulfillment. This is where every inch of you is exuberating with gifts and talents and skills and abilities every day. Every day you're coming up with new ideas. You love everybody. You're not negative. You don't have any resentfulness amongst anyone or toward anyone. You know, when you're living a fulfilled life, you're always looking for a solution. When problems come your way, you don't sit there and have a pity party when you're living a fulfilled life. You don't go down in the ditch first and then say, okay, now let me try to find a solution. No, when you are living a fulfilled life, you start with the solution. Someone comes to you with a problem. As a matter of fact, you'll notice that people will begin to come to you with their problems. And you can tell when you're living a fulfilled life is when the solution that you gave the person, they implemented that solution. I mean, a lot of people have people that come to them with problems, but that person doesn't always go away and implement what the person has given them as a solution or a suggestion. But when you have people actually trying out the things that you are suggesting, that's when you know you're onto something. You're onto living that fulfilled life. You may be in the medical field. You know, there's so many varieties of areas. The possibilities are literally endless. Talking about five ways for you to live a life of fulfillment. You can do it. I know you can. I know you can live a life of fulfillment. So the first way is that you're going to live your life on purpose. Have a purpose for your life. Everyone should have a purpose for their life. Like I said, don't climb to the top of that ladder to only see that you're on the wrong building anyway. A purpose, when you have a purpose, everything in life affects it. You know, you're always working toward something each and every day of your life. You're able to manage all of your values in your life when you have a purpose. When you have a purpose, you will tend to not meet the wrong people. I'm serious. I'm saying that, and I know it sounds crazy to you because some people feel like they're always meeting the wrong people, but that's probably because you have not honed and fine-tuned your purpose. Because when you're on purpose, your thoughts and the activities of your brain are attracting to you people that fit your purpose And even if you attract someone that does not fit, throw them back. It's just like a fish. You know, you see people out fishing, and you out there, you catch a fish. You don't want that fish, just toss it back. So that's how we are going through life. It's like we're fishing. If you get something you don't want, you throw it back. You don't accept everything that comes into your life. God forbid. And that's what too many people have done, and that's what too many people do. They do not have a proper tool or system for assessing the people and the things that they let into their life. I know because I didn't either, and I accepted anything and everything. I never assessed anyone for the most part. I used to let any old crazy person into my life. I'm talking about straight up crazy people. And that should have never been. But I did it. I'm glad in a way, because now I can tell other people not to do it. And I can speak from my heart because I have the experience. See, when you have the experience in something, it allows you to speak from your heart. Okay, it's not something I read in a book. It's not some experiment I was a part of. I lived it. So I'm telling you, have that purpose. That was number one. Number two, you got to have that dream. What are you dreaming? If you don't have any dreams, maybe try staying asleep another hour or something. Get that dream. Have that, you know, that thought, that idea of what your life is. What you would like it to be. And please, please, please write it down. Write it down. You got to write all these things down. You got to write down. So go out, buy yourself a little notebook, or, you know, you can get a formal journal or a little notebook or a pad. But make sure it's identifiable, so when you lay it down, you know that that's your life in there. So be careful with it. Don't just be careless and lay it somewhere. You might forget where you laid it. So number two is dream. Number three is you got to have a vision. You got to have a vision for your life. If you want to live a fulfilled life, we're talking this morning about five ways to live a fulfilled life. Now, like I said before, I've warned you here on the Coast to, I've given you the warning. Hopefully you adhere to it. On the Coast to Lisa show, we don't just tell, we show. We show and tell. Show and tell, yes. So we're telling you the five things, but I'm also showing you what those five things look like. So when you leave this show, you are clear on what to go and do. You are clear on what to go and implement. Now, this is how we coaches work. You know, we help people. Part of the major work that a coach does is help with clarity, help you clarify, see clearly what it is you're intending, what it is you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to become, and what you want to have. Don't try to blame God and say, well, I don't think God wants that for me. Because God said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So don't blame God because you don't have. It's not his fault. He said, I give you power to get wealth. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for hope and a future, plans to prosper you, not of evil. So don't say, well, God must have wanted this bad thing to happen to me. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. It happened. God knew about it because he knows everything, but he didn't plan that for you to teach you a lesson. You know, you went through what you went through because it's a part of life. Your job is your response to life. Your job, it has nothing to do as much with what happens to you. Your job is the response. A person could say, well, I was beaten. I was molested. I was rejected as a child. Parents kicked me out of the house, or parents left me on someone's doorstep, or a family member raped or molested. happen to people every day, every day. Some people are even murdered at the hands of family members, loved ones. You hear about it every day like I do, parents who murder their children. But your response is based, your life is going to be based on how you respond to what has happened to you. And what I'm trying to teach you here are some response techniques that can save your life. Not just save your life, give you a better life, give you the great life, the greatest life you can ever imagine. As a matter of fact, you can't even imagine this life. You can't even imagine it. All you can do is day by day, walk it out, day by day. Regardless of what you've been through, it's your response to it. Maybe you were like me, a high school dropout. Now, I could have stayed till now. I'll be 55 this year, just a few months away. I could say I could still be a high school dropout because my response to it could have been basically nothing. But I did respond by going back to school. Why? Because my purpose is education is my purpose. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm doing right now. This is a form of education. Everything I do, if you look at my whole day, if you were to take a camera and follow me around, you would see my whole day involves education from the time I get up until the time I go to bed at night. Because in the morning I get up, what am I doing? I'm on here on Coach LaLisa. This is educating. I leave here, I go for 8 hours, and I educate a group of people about how to get jobs, where to find jobs, how to prepare for a job, which is my greatest thing that I'm finding that the part of my purpose there that I love the most is I love helping them prepare for the job. And then I love what my most favorite love of all is to help people prepare to be a success while on the job, some successful things to do while on the job so that they can, A, number one, first and foremost, keep the job, and then number two, so that they can grow on the job. So I'm living my purpose every day, and then I come home. I'm doing either some type of seminar or I'm attending a seminar, so that's still education. Or I'm on Facebook being educated by someone, or I'm on there posting something to educate someone else. So my whole day is involved education, my entire day. When you have a purpose, that's what happens. So number one, you have your purpose. Number two, you have a dream. Number three, you got to have a vision. Got to get that vision. You got to visualize what you want it to look like. Visualize how it's going to come together. He says, without a vision, the people perish. So you don't want to perish. Get a vision of how things are supposed to look, how things are supposed to line up. You want five ways to a fulfilled life. You want to live fulfilled, not just living okay, not just I'm making it, no, not just happy, but all the way to fulfillment. That's the best of the best right there. It doesn't get any greater than that. When you're living fulfilled, I mean, you're on it. You know, you're good. You talk to the young people, how you doing? I'm good. No, you're good. You're better than good. You're great. When you're living on purpose, when you're living your dream, when you got that vision, you are living that fulfilled life. Every day becomes a holiday. Every day becomes 4th of July. Every day becomes, like I said, when you're living like that, you're what's called a problem solver, not a problem maker. Because you're either doing one or two. They say either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. It's your choice. And you're not grievous about it. You're solving problems and you're happy. And I mean, sometimes problems can get overwhelming. Overwhelming, trust me, I know. It can get overwhelming, believe me, you. Listen, you can have one problem that can just mess up your whole week. But remember, because you have that purpose to fall back on, see that purpose, you can fall back on it. you see, to remind yourself of why you're there in the first place. That's why you need a purpose. And like I said, my purpose is education. That's my purpose. No doubt it may be many other people's purpose, but you may not be operating in your purpose. See, I'm operating in my purpose. I was willing to, your purpose will cause you to step out on faith. I left my other job, just went in there one day and said, I got to go. My purpose was calling me. You know, my destiny was calling, we like to say, you know. And my purpose, your purpose is taking you to your destiny. Your vision, your dream is taking you to your destiny. And that always feels good because destiny will have its own way. You're going there anyway. Why not go with a purpose so you can be fulfilled? Don't go kicking and screaming like some people. Identify your purpose. You want to live that fulfilled life. Have that dream, okay? You want to really explode in this life that you're living. You know, this is the Coach LaLisa Show, and we are here to help you. I'm helping you right now by telling you these things. This is help. See, some people don't recognize help. If it was to hit them upside the head, they wouldn't know. Now, I'm not going to tell you to hit nobody upside the head. But there's a commercial that does that. And boy, oh boy, is that commercial funny. The lady hits her husband upside the head. Funny stuff, y'all. But I'm here to tell you, yes, this is helping you right now. This is the help I have. It's the only help I can give you right now. 5 ways to live a fulfilled life. Now, yesterday, if you had tuned in, you would have heard Mr. Versie Walker, and he was on there talking about change. You know, if you change, sometimes if you change one area of your life, your whole life will change. Go back and listen to some of the archives if you weren't able to tune in. We know people have other agendas and they have things that they have going on. They can't always tune in at 7 a.m. I understand that, please. I'm busy like everyone else. But if you need to go back and tune in, you can. Now, today, as a very special offer today for tuning into the show today, you can go to my Facebook page and you can inbox me and let me know that you tuned into the show, and you can get 1.5 hour of free coaching from me today. But you got to go to my inbox today. Today, the offer only is extended right now, today. That's it. Thursday, today, if I get an inbox from you, I may not answer you today because we have lots of things going on today. But if you go to my Facebook page and you inbox me, then you will be considered one of those persons to get 1.5 hour of free coaching. And I will tell you all about it. And so there you have it. That's what we're giving away today, but it's only for today. That's it. Not tomorrow, not next week, today only. Today I must get the email. I must get the inbox today. This later today we'll be on the Power and Praise Radio Show, where we will be talking about other chapters from the book, Release Your Power, with Around the Table with Lady Flag. So today from 8 to 10, you're going to go to powerandpraiseradio.webs.com, I believe it is. If not, go to my Facebook page, and there will be a link there for it. But Power and Praise Radio with Around the Table with Lady Diana Flagg, and she will be hosting the show as she does every night from that time, 8 o'clock to 10, and tonight I will be on there. So we have a busy schedule today. She is the CEO and founder of the Women's Empowerment Book Club. So if you like to read, if you're into books, you might want to join that book club of some very powerful women. So how many ways did we discuss so far? And by the way, if you just tuned in, good morning and welcome to the show. We're talking about 5 ways to live a fulfilled life. 5 ways. And so far we've discussed, I believe, 3 of those ways at least, right? Yes, 3. So we have 2 more to go. The fourth way, the fourth thing that you want to do, is that you want to build a legacy. Yeah, you want to live a fulfilled life. You want to build a legacy that will give you, again, that will give you a sense of purpose and value. You will feel incredible. You will feel confident, okay, as you're building this legacy. You know, think about the life that you want people to speak about at your funeral. That's the legacy. What would you want people to say? Okay, think about that for a second. What would you want people to say? What would you want them to say that you were really all about, or what your life stood for? What do you have to pass on to the next generation, whether you have children or not? It's still another generation coming behind you, even if you don't have kids. What do you want to leave for that generation? When I think about people that have left great legacies, the first person that comes to my mind is Dr. Martin Luther King, but, you know, there's so many others, and I don't know why he comes to my mind, but I could think of Abraham and Moses and Isaac, for that matter, Paul, Jesus, okay, my mother, all right? There are many, 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 many people's names that you can put in that bracket. What legacies did they leave? And what legacy will you leave? But at the same time, Hitler left a legacy too. So what legacy? A legacy doesn't have to be a good one. It could be a bad one. Some people leave terrible legacies. But you want to leave a great one. Like I said, whether it's not about having children, I'm not talking about leaving an inheritance, though you want to leave that too. I'm talking about a legacy. A legacy is going to speak to what you were about, what you did. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, God is amazing, isn't he? You know, he just really cracks me up. Remember when I said that, and he's very serious, trust me, but it, sometimes it's funny to us because we say we can't even believe the things God does. But I said I was, my purpose, education was my purpose, right? And I said I didn't know I was going to have that purpose as a kid. Education and me did not get along. We were enemies, arch enemies. But here I sit with an invitation to Rutgers University for their University Alumni Association, okay? And it's in Camden, New Jersey. And they said for me to join them at a complimentary event. It's going to be at a boathouse, the Camden Country Boathouse. Now, I've never been to a boathouse, and some of you all heard me 2 days ago, right here on Blog Talk Radio, I said I was going to go on a yacht, if some of you were on that show. I think that was 2 days ago. I said I was going to go. I was talking about being a millionaire, how to turn your passion into millions. And here I am getting a thing. I just got it in the mail yesterday. I didn't even look at it until just now because it's sitting here on the sofa with me. I pick it up, and I'm talking about education. I get invited to a University Alumni Association event. It's complimentary. It won't cost me anything. And here's the hilarious thing about this, y'all. I said that education was my purpose, right? Dr. Christy Lindenmeyer is the dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, is being honored. Okay. I don't quite know Dr. Christie. Arts and science, interesting though. And what makes this so interesting to me and amazing and utterly hilarious is that it says University Alumni Association. I never attended Rutgers. I actually enrolled there once, took one class, and then I disenrolled myself and went on to Fairleigh Dickinson. So it's just amazing that they kept my name all these years, and that was at least, 12 years ago? So they kept my name all these years, and they invited me to a reception. Now, do you think I should go? You know, go to my Facebook page and post whether or not you think I should go. And I'm more amazed because it's at a boathouse. And just a couple of days ago, I said that I was going to go on a yacht. And now here today, I'm telling you that you can attract things to you based on what you think and say. So anyway, I couldn't help but to share that with you. I mean, really, it's sitting right here. I have a stack of mail that I have to go through, and I see this Rutgers, and I pick it up, and that's what it is. So there you have it, y'all. You can have the life of your dream. So here I was saying that in September I was going to get on a yacht, something I had never done before. And I said I was going to do this while I was not been on those little dinner cruises and what have you, but I don't consider that a yacht. And been on a couple of those, and they're nice. I'm not knocking them. But I'm going to try to my best to find my way to Camden, New Jersey, on the 25th of July. So anyway, did you get all five of the five ways? You see why it's so important to me to talk to you about living fulfilled? Things just come to you. Now I'm invited to an alumni event, and I'm not even an alumni. I attended one class. I didn't even finish the whole semester. Before I dropped out. I don't think that makes you an alumnus because you attend one class. Oh, maybe it does. Who knew? If that's the case, I'm the alumni of a few other colleges. I can throw that on my resume. So number one, you're going to have a purpose. Number two, you're going to have a dream. Number three, you're going to have a vision. Number four, you're going to build a legacy that's going to make your life fulfilling. Oh, my God. Woo! The legacy that you're working on, that is like straight up fulfillment. What legacy are you building? Are you building a legacy at all, period? If not, why not? You know, it's going to give you fulfillment. Well, today is Thursday. We have Friday, and then it's Saturday, and I believe Saturday my good friend Kiva will be performing in dance. Well, I should say ministering, because it's not a performance for her. It's ministering in dance. And so that should be awesome. So we're going to definitely pray that God just anoints her mightily and that she has a great time doing it. But that's what I'm talking about, living fulfilled, not waiting, not taking no excuses for anything. Just do it. Don't let anything stop you. Like I said before, what would you do if money, race, age, all these things was no obstacle for you? What would you do? Now, running through those five ways to a fulfilled life, running through those, your purpose, your dream, your vision, your legacy, and number five, you got to release your passion. You release your passion on a thing, look out, y'all. It's about to happen, like I'm telling you. Talking about like fireworks. You release your passion on that thing. You know, oh my goodness. Our passion is like long overdue. We haven't been passionate about anything since jump rope and hopscotch, okay? Or sitting up all night playing jacks. When we were kids, and we were passionate about that. Boy, my poor mother, she couldn't get us to do anything else. We were passionate about, my favorite was Jack's. Jack's hopscotch and jump rope. That was, listen, we used to do that all day. You don't see the kids, they don't do that no more. Now they want to do other things. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, by the time we got through jumping French from sun up to sun down, no wonder our legs were in shape. No wonder where some of us are still in shape today. Not like these kids today are chunky. And we weren't chunky like that as kids. I don't even remember, like, you know, there was like one chunky kid on the whole, you know, the whole community. Today, every other kid is chunky. But we were out there and we jumped that rope. Man, listen, double Dutch? What? You would go days trying to learn double Dutch. First of all, you had to learn how to turn double Dutch. And then you had to learn how to jump in there. I mean, passion. We were passionate about that. We were experts. And I was blessed because there were, we had had the five girls, and, you know, three of us are just, you know, the 2 years apart. So we were able to jump rope. And I remember one place we lived, we had a basement, and we didn't have to worry about going out in the rain and snow. And we'd get down there and we'd get that rope. You know, you used to take the clothesline, the stuff that you hang your clothes out on the line with. You'd get that rope, and that was your jump rope. And that made a good jump rope. And we'd have, so there was always two to turn, French, and one person that was jumping. And, I mean, we used to could do that for hours. Boy, that kept us out of a lot of trouble. We'd get that charcoal and make that hopscotch thing, whatever they called it. Well, we called it hopscotch. But, well, we had some fun. And Jack's, woo, we hated when we couldn't find that ball. Let me tell you, we played Jack's, we played Jack's so hard and so long that eventually we'd be down to one Jack because we'd beat and lost. So you get 10 in the set. And we play so hard and so long that, you know, you lose one. It goes under the couch or it goes down in the radiator or something. But, oh, baby, that was, to me, Jax was the ultimate. That was the funnest game they ever created. I don't know why that game ever went out of style. I really don't. Oh, no, I take that back. That was Jax. I don't know which was more fun to me, either Jax, because Jax, you had to have a partner. It was, you didn't really play too much by yourself, you know, because you were always competing with someone else. It's the first one that could, you know, pick them all up in their hand without dropping any was the winner. But it was bat and ball. Now, that was, now, see, and they don't make those little bat and balls they sell now in the store. Those are not bat and balls. What we had were bat and balls. You know, the ball was nice and firm and rubber, but the string was long enough, but not too long. And that paddle was thick. These little paddles today, I don't understand what that is. The wind, you can't even really paddle with it, but because the wind, the weight of the sides. And so I just brought all that out to say passion, passion, passion. So we're almost done with the show. You have the five ways to live fulfilled. I hope you've enjoyed this little journey, a little talk today. Please go to the Women's Empowerment Book Club. You can make a post there. If you read the book, Release Your Power, certainly make a post or ask a question. It is the book of the month. Or you can go to the Power to Release My Power, Power to Release My Power, right there on Facebook. Go to that group, make a comment about the book. Or you can go to the Coach LaLisa fan page, which is also on Facebook, and you can make a comment or a question there. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and stay tuned for our meetup page, which is coming soon, for our continuance of the social media tour. Well, it's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up. It's been an awesome show. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.